The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, and they're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Time now to get into EB's entertainment page. And of course, it has a sponsor.
That's right. It's driven by BMW. Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience. On your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there. Check them out. BMWFairfax.com.
EB, I wanted to bring up something real quick because you follow it. But my buddy Matt Carlin, who, of course, owns Metropolitan Hospitality Group, great restaurants, his daughter, Natalie Carlin, plays volleyball at Fairfield. And Fairfield won their conference, so they're in the tournament.
Mac.
They won the MAC, and they're in the tournament. They're the 15th seed. They play Wisconsin tonight.
That's a tough out.
It's a tough out. Wisconsin's the 2 seed. Wisconsin has a girl who's 6'9". They've got a girl 6'9 and a girl 6'7".
Those Big Ten schools, the top of them, they're unbelievable.
Yeah. Nebraska's, I think,
they're
a
so
one
big.
Seed. Pitt and Penn State, I think, are one seed.
So
seeds.
The Ivy representative, I know, so good, yeah, good luck to Fairfield.
So I just want to give a shout out to Natalie Carlin and Fairfield, but great season, but they play.
How tall is she?
Natalie's small. She's what's the position?
She's a libero.
Libero.
She could be any size.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, some liberos
she's
bigger.
She's small.
She's small.
She's
yeah,
small.
And that's what my kids play. You know, my daughters.
Yeah.
They play libero slash DS. So remember, we made the Ivy League tournament, first time in school history. Now, it's only been around 5 or 6 years because it used to just be regular season winner would go to the tournament.
Right.
Then the Ivy instituted. And we knocked out the top seed, Yale, but then we had to play them again in the first round of the Ivy, and so they beat us.
Right.
They actually, I think, got a great draw because typically we will, like the Ivy representative will play a very, very tough seed, you know. They drew, it's a tough one, but they drew the number 8 seed, North Carolina, and I actually think they have a shot. It's not like they drew Wisconsin or Nebraska or somebody like a traditional super powerhouse. They actually drew, you know,
right.
a good school.
8-9 matchups, it's a coin flip usually.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the, I guess maybe in theory they're the 9, I guess, right?
If they're playing the 8 seed.
They're playing the 8 seed,
yeah. It's just like the basketball bracket.
But it's much smaller, though. It's not as big.
No, there's
64? There's 64.
The 64 teams.
Yeah.
So because they're playing the two's playing the 15.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So watch that. If you're a bettor.
Oh, I don't know if you can bet. Can you bet on those?
You bet on anything in college.
I've never bet on women's volleyball.
Get in there. I'm just telling you right now.
Place a wager.
I'm not saying put your life savings on it, but it might be worth a small little wager I think Yale could upset North Carolina. Now, they'll probably get straight-setted, and everyone can mock me for my lack of knowledge. But I actually think they could put up a fight against UNC.
Okay.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
K- keep an eye out for that one.
That's a freebie. If you, you know, I'm sure it won't hit.
Free tip.
I think they have a shot. It's not like they drew. Like, I think they have a better shot than Fairfield. And I like Fairfield. And my daughter's definitely interested in Fairfield.
Right.
And I visited Fairfield twice now. I feel like I know that campus very well.
Connecticut? What state is it in?
Connecticut,
right.
It's actually in a really nice area. Kids like it because all the seniors, they live right on the beach.
Pretty sure I've never been to Connecticut. I think the only state in the northeast, like in that region, Boston for the Sam Adams.
You've never been to Maine?
Never been to Maine. Ever.
You've been to New York, right?
Been to New York, yes, multiple times.
He's been in like three states. He hadn't been that many places.
I've been to more than you think.
Alabama.
Been to Alabama.
Yeah, been to Bama. Yeah.
He drove with us all the way to that one Super Bowl. Yeah,
correct.
Cut through states.
All right, so the Hawk Tua girl. This is so funny because my son and his buddy that I was talking about the other Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I say that. They're smart kids, but they get into hijinks.
Right.
They're the kind of kids that will jump off a cliff. They'll just do anything. Mm-hmm. They're adrenaline junkies. They'll do anything. They were over at the house horsing around the other day, basically doing this exact same thing. They said, we're going to launch a meme coin, and we're gonna pull the rug out from it. We're going to rug everybody. They call it rug pulling.
Okay.
We're going to rug pull everybody. And the picture's going to be a rug, and we're just going to tell them up front, we're going to pull the rug on it. And I don't know a lot about it. But
what does that have to do with Hawk Tua?
She launched a meme coin.
Okay.
And everyone's accusing her of rug pulling, which is essentially pump and dumps, which apparently happens all the time in the world. And I was telling my kids, I was like, you don't want to do this. It's going to ruin your reputation.
Right. It's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah. And they're like, we'll do it anonymously. I'm like, you're not doing it. And it's not going to go viral.
Right.
You know, you have zero chance of going viral.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea. And then two days later, the Hawk Tua girl launches her coin. And I think at one point it might have been worth $50 million at one point. And then 20 minutes later.
$50 million what? Dollars?
I think so.
I find that hard to believe.
And then it had a massive drop. You know, they claimed they weren't selling, but then all her insiders were buying the coin from very cheap. And they rug pulled everybody, and they say one guy lost like $1.4 million.
Wow.
Because he took the coin, you know, the S coin probably that he had in another account, and he moved it into her, like, meme thing, and he lost all his money.
If you're investing...
I think he had like $40,000 left.
If you're investing millions into a Hawk to a meme coin, you deserve to lose every last cent.
I don't think it's good for the hole. It's not always good for the soul.
I mean, that's what you're investing in. Think about that.
But now they're saying this is so infuriated people that she actually had a good thing going with her little podcast, but if she, now here's the thing. Did she knowingly rug pull them, or is she being used by crypto bros?
I would guess the latter.
Yeah.
You think she has the wherewithal and the smarts to rug pull all these people?
I doubt she knows the intricacies of it.
With a crypto coin?
There's videos out here where she goes, okay, it's live now. Get your, you know, coin, whatever.
Hawk.
Yeah, get your hawk. and then 15 minutes later, they all dump it.
Hey, I want to lose my memory.
They say she made $3 or $4 million.
I want to get dementia just so I forget who Haley Welch is. I think it'd be an okay trade-off.
Why are you guys should launch a junk coin.
Exactly. Junkies, junk coin.
No.
Yeah, junk coin.
That's J-U-N-K. A horrible idea.
Yeah. Listen, if you could do it anonymously and rip some people off, maybe. But no, I'm actually against it. And I told my buddy and my kid and his buddy, I said, you're not doing that.
Right. We're not that desperate for money.
We have ethics.
Right.
We're not doing it.
We have standards.
Yeah. You want to be an ethical person.
Right.
And then 2 days later, she launches her meme coin. So let's see what happens. See if she's like gone. I told Valdez yesterday too. Somehow I stumbled onto a Bobby Altoff fake AI video.
You stumbled upon it.
Tripped over it.
Yeah.
You gave me the name of a site.
Again,
you're into some weird stuff.
Those are two.
I'm not in it. It just popped up on my thing.
Those are two people's names I hope to never hear in the year 2025.
Bobby Altoff
and Hawk Tua girl.
At least Hawk Tua, her name is being mentioned elsewhere. Eric Bickle's the only one talking about Bobby Altoff.
I'm sure.
He's mentioned her like four times.
She has like 6 million followers or something.
I know she's not in the news.
Where did Jason Olsen procure a dog?
A dog just came right up to my ankles?
Oh, there's somebody looking.
That's one of the weirdest things ever that this happened on the show.
The dog just came up. All right.
All right, you better go.
Hold on. Go.
I mean, whose animal is that?
Whose dog is that?
That's a tiny little run.
Savage runs around here a lot in the middle of the day after you guys are gone.
Who? That was weird.
Savage. The dog's name is Savage.
Oh, it's dog.
Ah, okay.
Oh, I know.
Hold
that
on, but no, makes... that's not Poet's dog.
I think that's look like Savage.
That's a different dog.
That's a different dog.
That's definitely a rogue dog roaming the hallways.
I couldn't tell the difference. That just looked like a little
dumb
dog.
No, it's a different dog. That's weird.
My brother gets so bitter when I go to the house. I went there this weekend, and a dog greets you right away. And I go, get out of here, dog.
Away with you.
Get away. Dog, move. Dog.
I love dogs.
I can't remember the dog's name because I don't care about the dog.
Is it Bandit? Is it Scout? Is it?
Keep going.
Fido.
It's named after a currency. I guess you would say it that
peso.
Way.
Euro.
Euro.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Penny.
Penny? Oh,
penny.
Okay.
I mean, that is a currency.
Yeah, it's a form of U.S. currency, yes.
I disrespect them.
For that name?
No, pennies.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'd throw them out the window. Hey, can I give you a quick update on the United Healthcare story?
Okay, yeah. They caught the guy already?
No, but they're close to... Drabby, did you see this?
The Drabby's running around.
The shell cases?
Valdez, you see this? Closing,
I did not.
Closing in on identity.
Of course.
Then the manhunt's on.
They pinged the phone, I guarantee you.
It wasn't
he was also at a Starbucks, right?
It wasn't a hired hit because apparently on these shell casings, it was written, Deny, Defend, Depose,
mm-hmm.
which is a book written, I don't know how many years ago, about how some healthcare companies do not give people claims.
Okay.
And he had them written on the
shell
casings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're close to apparently.
Well, how do you know it wasn't a hired hit, though?
Detectives say.
It's just a regular person.
It sounds like.
Detectives believe the gunman is not a professional killer.
Yeah. So it's just a guy that got screwed on a thing.
Yeah, disgruntled person who filed a claim maybe on behalf of a family member that got denied and their family member died.
Right,
and,
which makes sense. But they are close to, they probably already have an identity, but that's the story.
Yeah, they say they might have fingerprints on the water bottle.
Mm-hmm. Cops are so
silly. If you're going to kill someone, don't do it in a casino. Don't do it in New York City. You're right, Cakes?
Yeah, I mean, there couldn't be more cameras in those two places you just mentioned.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Seems to be he might just be prepared to be caught and be okay with it.
I guess. I mean, he didn't run. He walked away.
He was just at a Starbucks a half an hour before.
I mean, it wasn't a coincidence. He stalked him.
Yeah, he was waiting for him to come out.
He was waiting and he was lying in wait, Cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
Is that the cliche?
Yep.
Stephen A. Smith, they're saying nearing a blockbuster. Do you have a vomit bag?
I have a vomit sound effect.
A contract?
$120 million ESPN extension. God bless him. I do wish him well. My God. $120 million. Work at ESPN.
Thank you, Rob, for your contribution.
I think he said, though, that it's not close. It's being reported it's close, so he must want more.
Well, this is I don't know, the Post. I guess the New York Post is what's writing this. Athletics' Andrew Marchand reported the deal, which has not been finalized yet. It's basically $20 million a year, 6 years, $120 million.
I saw a video on Twitter of... I guess it was Jason Whitlock, and he was joning on Stephen A. Smith. They must have some sort of beef.
Oh, he thinks he's a big phony and a liar. Because he busted him for lying about being on the college basketball team.
Yeah.
There's, literally no record of it.
He's doing that bit?
Yeah.
Skip Bayless did.
I think there's a picture, but there's zero stats.
Right.
There's it's like some sort of...
He doesn't have a stat line or anything.
There's nothing. But he thinks they paid them to put him in.
So Stephen A. Smith, I think, is 57, 58 years old.
Okay.
A few years older than us. And... the video, I watched 15 seconds, but Whitlock was joning on him because apparently Stephen A. Smith hired a shooting coach. And he was like, what 58-year-old man hires a shooting coach?
Right. Well, part of his shtick.
I get a golf instructor. I know that people do that. But what is he hiring a shooting coach
for? To prove they could. Because he's trolled him before and put video of him shooting. Yeah. Just shooting air balls.
Right.
And this guy claimed he played Division I college basketball. Yeah. The thing that infuriated him the most is he's so. Who did Big House Gaines coach for, Jason? Clarence Big House Gaines.
Oh, yeah.
That name's familiar.
Famous, right?
Clarence Gaines.
Not like
Clarence
Winthrop Gaines. Or something. I don't know. Whatever it is. Famous coach.
Clarence Gaines.
He claimed that Big House Gaines saw him playing in a pickup game and then invited him to practice.
Yeah.
And then he did a shoot around, and he gave him a spot on the D1 team right
More,
away.
Winston-Salem State.
Winston-Salem State.
Winston-Salem.
And he just
As
like
a brother, what's up?
And he's like, you know, Jason Whitlock did play Division I football, I believe, at Ball State. And
I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
He's a real college athlete. He knows that's not really how it works.
Right.
The story was implausible. And then when you go, he has zero stat lines, no pictures of nothing, just like one roster photo.
Right.
They have him like at a shoot around. And he's like chucking up a three for some NBA game, and he's got the worst looking jumper I've ever seen.
He's got a broke jumper.
If you play college ball, it's fine if like you shoot an air ball, but yeah. At that age, but the mechanics of your shot shouldn't look like cakes.
That'll always remind me of JP joining on Bradley Beal. Like he did some weird segment like on Monumental Sports back in the day.
Jump shot's broke.
Yeah, broke, or jumper's broke.
Yeah, right. His jumper was broke.
Bradley Beal's girlfriend got all Rick.
I do remember that. It's a good segment.
Wasn't it? It was a girlfriend at the time.
I think it might be his wife. I don't know.
I don't even know if it was a girlfriend. Or it might have been like a family
member.
Yeah, like a brother or something like that.
Yeah.
You're watching a post-game show.
You might want to be careful what we say on the Altcast coming up in like next weekend.
When is that? That's next weekend?
December 14th.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm terrified of that.
It'll be
I don't
fine.
Really don't get nervous for much. I'm nervous
nah,
about
I don't
that.
Get nervous.
Drabby, book 5 guests for that.
Book 100. Yeah. That's coming from
That's
me.
That's the one time you want guests.
Book 100. All right. There's an OnlyFans creator. Her name is Sophie Rain. I'm going to have to Google her, see who this chick is. She claims, and I believe it, I guess, she made $43 million
Sophie what?
Last
Rains?
Year. Rain. Or R-A-I-N. Oh, okay. Like what comes from the clouds? Rain.
Yeah,
I've heard of that
expert?
Before.
Yeah. Yeah. Sophie Rain made $43 million on OnlyFans, and she wanted to thank
so many guys just gooning it up over her.
She wanted to thank her top spender.
Guess how much her top spender
top
spent.
Top gooner.
The top spender, Charlie. She just said Charlie.
Charlie.
She wanted to thank him, who's been there from the beginning, to the tune of $4.7 million.
Oh, that was in a year. That was just this year.
That's
in
a horny rich dude yeah. that doesn't know what to do with his money.
$4.7 milli.
She also claims that she's a virgin.
Oh, I saw a picture of that girl. So that's this one?
Yeah.
And she doesn't do sex. Is it true she doesn't even do, like, sex on the... It's not like she's, like, banging people on the stream. Like, she's just in bikinis and stuff
I don't know,
like
Drab.
Drab, tell us.
What does Sophie Rain do on her OnlyFans?
First off, I would never subscribe to an OnlyFans. Yeah.
Shouldn't you know you came in here touting some site where you can see everybody's OnlyFans?
That's what I said. It was the new celeb jihad.
No, look, everyone's claiming the other OF creators out there, like your girl Farrah Abraham.
Believe me, I'm repulsed by that.
Your girl,
she's repulsive.
She said that Sophia Rain is lying. Those are altered images.
Yeah. Adam 22's calling her out.
Everyone's calling her out saying it's fake. She's just drumming up interest in her OnlyFans.
Well, that's smart.
By claiming this outrageous number.
Well, some of those girls do make, like, it's pretty much documented.
That number is so
saying Bad Baby didn't make, like, 25 milli or whatever.
But they know. They know how much, like, people in her category at top, how much they earn. And so they know she's fibbing a bit.
All right. So you're taking Adam 22's word on it?
I'm more intrigued by the fact that she says she's a Christian virgin and she's got an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
$43 million.
Yeah, just making big bang.
Everybody, even Feinstein says everybody's got a price. Yeah. Everybody's got a price, right? And last but not least, Eminem's mother.
This is a least story, I can tell.
No, but only because... Didn't he trash his mom in his rap? That was kind of
I don't remember.
Kind of what
maybe.
Was his calling card when he first came out. He trashed his mom in his lyrics.
Okay.
She passed at age 69. So, and he has a brother. Did you know he has a half-brother, Eminem?
Did not.
The half-brother.
I mean, Jason has a half-sister.
Oh, come on.
He does have a half-sister.
We're not going there anymore.
Jason, you do have a half-sister.
We're not going there.
I couldn't help myself.
You guys are so dumb.
No, the show thrives on stupidity. You know that.
Right. You finally learned your lesson.
20 years ago,
you
I could talk about
it. You finally learned your lesson, huh?
Jesus.
He still gets mad at it.
Well, so, no, it's just dumb.
It is dumb. I know
wasn't
it's dumb.
I right that he used to rap about his like, crazy mom
yeah, of
or
course,
something?
Cleaning out my closet song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. These guys said, look at me like I'm crazy.
You think they know anything about rap?
No, you're correct. I don't. It is an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us. We haven't taken any calls aside from the Dave Richards segment when
what is up with
desperate
that?
Fantasy football nerds needed advice. You're welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get hype up open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to
Edwin.
Edwin calling in from Silver
like
Spring. It's a good thing. He's positing.
Yeah. Edwin, what's up, pal?
Good debate.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was listening last week and you're talking about the whole situation with the Bowie Bay Sox getting a name change and all that.
Right.
Changing it to Chesapeake. I was just laughing to myself because I was like, you guys doing on Laurel, especially EV, all the time. And the minor league teams, not even, they're too embarrassed to be named by Bowie. They change it to like, Chesapeake.
That's a good line. It's a very good line. I like it.
He's got a great point.
It's a good line. Go ahead.
That's terrible. Meanwhile, in Laurel, even though the racetrack's going to be closing, at least before it closes, it's going to be hosting the Preakness next year and in 2026.
Hold on, is that true?
The
Laurel's hosting the Preakness? Well, we got to go.
Yep.
Hold on. They're hosting the Preakness next year?
Are they doing like major renovations to Pimlico?
Yeah,
is that,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That has to be, yeah. Mm-hmm. They didn't all just sudden say, let's go to Laurel instead of Baltimore.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. But hold on. But Laurel Racetrack is ultimately closing?
It is ultimately closing, but it will get the honor of hosting the Preakness for 2 years in a row before that happens.
That's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of great horses raced in Laurel, man. You have Seabiscuit, War Admiral, Secretary raced in Laurel also. All the great.
What are you, a Laurel guy or something? Or are you like a horse
Uncle
guy?
Uncle Kenny loves
like,
Laurel.
What's your deal?
Hey, you want to hang out with me and Uncle Kenny, everyone?
Are you a Laurel guy or like a horse guy?
Big Laurel stand.
No, I called a couple of years ago because I used to join on Laurel all the time outside of it, So
you're proud of it, he said?
Isn't this the guy, maybe my memory's fuzzy, isn't he like a big tennis guy?
Yes, I am. I'm the same guy as well, yeah.
He's a big tennis guy. I just remember this guy.
Grabby, you play tennis with him? Why don't you play tennis with him?
No, but he calls like on the train up to the U.S. Open and gives us plays and stuff.
Uh-huh. How old are you?
Edwin the tennis guy.
Edwin, how old are you?
I'm 37.
37. Why don't you play Drabby in tennis? He likes to play listeners in tennis.
You guys are close in age.
Yeah, I do. I won the only invitational, my bracket of the only invitational.
Oh, he's legit.
He'll smoke you.
The prestigious only invitational.
You think you're going to win it? Hold on. You think you're the best tennis player in only?
I guarantee you're not.
I might be able to play with him for
a bit. All right, I got my money on. Hey, Edwin, I got my money on you. I've never seen you do anything. I got my money on you.
That's to let Drab know that I'm not a scrub, right? I'm not the best player in the world, but I definitely play. I play out here. I play singles. I compete. So
it could be the 3-5 division he won.
Dude, hold on. Was it an open division?
Hey, I'm so psyched for this.
I know. We're doing the match, and we're going to live. So I'm a live streamer on my Instagram. Hey. Edwin, what did you play like open or did you play like 4-0, 4-5, whatever?
We can set it up at Norbeck like this weekend.
No, it was an invitational at Olney Manor Recreational Park.
Yeah, we know where that's
at. I know,
at.
But what level? So what level? Was it open?
What's your rating?
It was open. No, I don't even know what my official rating is.
Well, that hurts you.
Do with that all. Yeah.
You don't know like what your USTA rating is?
No, I do not.
Drab, what's yours?
That hurts. Well, he probably doesn't have an official one either.
I
don't play
an
anything official
one, but I can tell.
What do you think?
I'm at least I'm a solid 4-0.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Probably true.
Brad, do you have a one-handed or two-handed backhand?
Two-handed. But I can hit it one-handed.
I'm with you, Ed. I'm Team Edwin.
Yeah, if you, I agree with you.
I mean, if you hit a one-handed backhand, you're probably nubs.
Why?
That's what I hear. No, one-handed is better.
Can you slice? You can't slice your backhand.
Of course I can.
With one hand.
Exactly.
With one hand.
But then you give it, it's a tell that you're going to do a drop shot on your backhand if you suddenly have it on one hand.
He's got you figured out, man. He's got you pegged.
God, I want to see him play.
Have you ever seen Rafa Nadal play tennis? He's got a pretty good two-handed backhand.
Now you're coming.
Right. Big dummy.
No, back guy. Borg used to have a two-handed backhand. I mean, guys used to have two-handed.
60 years ago.
I know. It's
changed a little bit. All right. Hey, Edwin, will you tell Edwin.
Will you
officially challenge Drab right now?
Yes, I would. I'll play 2-3 sets with Drab.
Two?
I think he means best out of three.
Best out of three?
2 out of 3, yes.
What is the English? Where are you from, man? Where are you from originally?
It's Laurel.
Originally, I was born and raised in Nigeria. Then I moved to Silver Spring when I was 12, then to Laurel.
All right. I'm going to give him a pass on that. All right, so listen.
That sounds kinda, like a real downward trajectory. Nigeria to Silver Spring to Laurel.
Man. You're killing it. Just joning.
Edwin, what do you do for a living?
Silver Spring now.
What do you do for a living?
I just do administrative work.
Administrative work. But you're like a tennis junkie? You're like a tennis?
Yeah.
But you must not be. If you're not on any like USTA teams, nobody wants you on their team?
I started playing like in 2017, but I've been watching.
You've only been playing for 6 years?
He's a little wolfie, B. He does his own thing.
Oh, no. I don't know who.
I might not bet on you.
I don't know who to back.
I was going to bet on you. I thought you were like a prodigy from Nigeria. Now, now you just learned it. Most people, I'm going to be honest with you. Most people that you see that learn sports as an adult, they're so trifling because they're not natural. They're just trifling.
You still want to see it happen, though.
Oh, we still want to see the match. This will be our
thing ever. Is to play
pictures from the Open.
What?
I'll tweet my pictures from the Open Invitational. You can just judge by sight if you think I can play.
Do you have video? I want to see your strokes.
Video? I do have video of me playing. Yeah.
All right. Send it. Put it on my Twitter. We at EB Junkies.
We'll do.
I'm serious. Stay on hold.
I will.
Because I'm gonna evaluate. I'm gonna tell you.
Text it to Drab.
You can text it to Drab, and I'm gonna evaluate your strokes.
I didn't know only had an invitational.
Text it to Drab. Drab, put him on. Don't go anywhere.
Either does Google. I can't find anything on this tournament.
The only invitational.
Yeah, like Stephen A. Smith.
Maybe he just made it up. Maybe him and his friends.
Win. You're lying. You didn't win the only invitational. There is the only.
Is the trophy Cakes' treat?
Yeah, you can have it.
What'd you win?
I got pictures. It's just a, it's not one. It's not a. It's basically several brackets, and there's several competitions in the whole thing. So it's like a.
How many guys were in the?
How many guys did you beat?
Yeah, how many guys were in the tournament?
In my bracket, I beat 4 people.
Why
four
are we
people.
Grilling them so much? Just let the match happen. If you evaluate too much, you might end up stopping the match.
I got to figure out what side I like.
Trying to figure out who to back. I was going to back him blind.
I'm not waiting.
He's starting to lose credibility.
Wasting my time with numbers.
Hey, stay on hold. And then when we come back from commercial, we're going to give you the evaluation of his strokes.
Are you going to send it in the next couple minutes?
Yeah.
Stay on hold, okay?
I'm on the road right now, actually, but I'll do that today.
He'll do it today.
What?
He's driving.
Pull over.
Yeah, this is something.
This is very important. Edwin, this is very important. Will you please pull over?
Yeah.
All right, stay on hold. Stay on hold. Drab, you talk to me.
You can tell it's a bye week. Fucking tennis with Edwin.
No. I want to evaluate his strokes, and we're setting up a match.
I know. I got
he duped us with the whole Bowie versus Laurel subject line.
Well, then
it was a Trojan horse.
Yeah. You brought up that he was a tennis guy. I forgot.
I did. I brought that up.
It's like
I have a silly memory
for some things.
All right, you want to go? Let's
very
go
selective.
Let's
range
go real quick
things.
To Tree. He's the guy that goes to all the football games. I guess is he going to Army Navy? Tree, what's up, bud?
Oh, so is Valdez.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, we love Joan on his 4XL t-shirt.
What's up?
What's the worst slogan?
Oh, I knew that Joni would be bad today. Yeah. You guys are in it.
Yeah. What's up?
So, yeah, man, I've done 13 games this year, but only 9 of them have counted. But my stadium count is at 120.
Must be silly to be retired.
That's incredible.
So, what do you think about these imposters? I read some article about some guy that was hitting every stadium, and it wasn't you.
Oh, no.
There are other doors.
Are you getting usurped? Or did you steal their bit?
I know that dude. Yeah, I know that, dude. He's crashed two of my tailgates, right? He literally sleeps in his car between games.
Right. He's getting more ADs than you nationally.
They both show up all of a sudden like a Southern Miss game, and they're like, what are you doing
here? I don't know. It was like a national article, and I started reading it, and I was like, I expected to see. I don't
even. Start to see Tree.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was some other guy.
Yeah, he's a real publicity hound.
Stealing your AD?
You're not.
Does he make his own t-shirts like
you? When we found out that you do
website.
Local radio shows, other TV shows, and you're calling him the media whore?
Well, you got to meet him to understand. I mean, he's got a whole deal. Look, sleeping in your car, right? I mean, ugh, no thank you.
All right, well, you're rich. Yeah, he's not rich.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's hurting sometimes, for sure.
Right.
But he's a nice enough guy, right? But he sees everything. He sees D3, D2, and
yeah, he's more committed than you. You're just a bougie, like, poser.
He's definitely committed, that's for sure, right? He's a strange cat.
So how short are you now to complete all of your stadium tours?
Got to get 16 to go. So
two more seasons.
Yeah, two more seasons, then we'll wrap it up at Vandy in the last year. Although,
then what are you going to do for ADs?
No, but
and it's over, right?
Well, unless other teams join FBS,
which he's hoping doesn't happen.
Right? I mean, I suppose I'll pick up the other ones as they pop up. But no, I mean, you know, I think after that point, I'm going to owe my way some trips to Europe and that kind of thing. So,
that sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, I know you guys are so worldly.
Evie would rather go to 130 college football stadiums than go to Europe for 10 days.
That'd be a close call.
I don't want to do any of that.
Are you going to go to Kennesaw State?
Yeah, I already went. I went this year.
You went to Kennesaw State? Oh, my gosh. Where is that? Is that in Louisiana?
Georgia, I think.
Oh, Georgia. All right.
Yeah, it's just outside of Athens, or outside of Atlanta. Yeah, not great. But, you know, the worst place I went to this year was Liberty. Oof. Oh, my gosh. That's awful. I mean,
because
it's not worse than what's the one that I always joke.
Why is it
on?
So
VMI.
Bad?
VMI is the worst in the country. Get out of here.
Well, I mean, number one, there's no booze at Liberty, right? There was literally no tailgating. It's just like you're in the 1950s.
Yeah,
you should have seen the.
It's a religious school. They probably don't want tailgating. Yeah,
boring.
Yeah, well, they got it.
Why religious people can drink? I mean,
I know, but it's a kind of. That would
suck, though.
I mean, it's not a great place to watch a football game, I suppose. Yeah.
All right, so you're going to Army-Navy.
I am going to Army-Navy. Yeah, I got a buddy who went to West Point, so.
Hey, you have a bus pass for Valdez.
Yeah, Valdez needs a parking space.
He's so desperate.
He's got an RV.
A bus.
He can't find
if
a freaking RV.
If you have a connection, let him know.
All right, I will let him know.
All right, hit him.
They're going to park on Central Avenue and walk to the stadium.
Sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tree.
Thank you, buddy.
Send more shirts.
Boys,
actually,
later.
I'm kidding. Right. Never send a shirt ever again.
I'm not going to let it go. Did the guy, is he going to send you the video?
I DM'd him. Yeah.
Hey, I did find on Facebook a page that was created for the only invitational tennis tournament.
Look. That's real trophies? Or that could just be a stock photo. Who knows?
Oh, they got a Facebook page.
They got a Facebook page.
Private group, only 41 members.
Nubs tournament.
Looking to upgrade your office game, my friends? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan, and how about you score 15% off your in-store purchase? Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI. Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture.
Dravy, did you get the video? Did he send you the video or no? What's he doing? I'm not letting this guy off the hook.
He just sent it right now. I'm about to watch it.
My wife told me if he's playing an open, which is my instinct, if it's a real tournament, he's good, especially if he won it.
All right.
Remember, Dravy played in an open tournament about 15 years ago.
What happened?
He got bageled.
I,
Dude, I played the number one kid. I played a guy on Duke. I'm pretty sure.
You,
a 21-year-old kid.
He took a Duke right on you. That's what he did.
He Duke-ied on Duke.
He took a Blue Devil on you.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Watching it now?
All right.
No, he's sending me pictures.
Okay, still want photos.
Want the video.
Yeah. Somebody else just sent a picture, too.
Yeah.
Just said, Drabby can't Google very well. No idea if Edwin won, but definitely attorney there. And there's a picture of two other guys just holding their trophies and a sign that says only invitation.
The Old Town, baby.
I mean, it looks like a Saturday at the park.
Tennis epicenter of Montgomery County.
It doesn't look like... It doesn't look like the best
course. When's the last tournament you won?
Well, I mean, they're public courts, JP. I mean, they're only going to be so nice.
When's the last tournament you won?
I've only played in one post high school.
What do you mean? Just asking. He's got a better resume. My money's on Edwin.
Oh, now you are behind it.
Drab's been hitting with John from Potbelly on the regular.
I know. And he throws his rackets all over the place.
He does.
Hey, didn't Drab like try to give lessons, tennis lessons to people?
It was a kid.
That was his side business.
Townhouses.
Yeah, put that on my resume.
Right.
You know what? So I've
instructor.
Done that too. You know what? His brother used to pay me for lessons. 100%.
I'm not joning on you.
Which one?
Yeah. Ross.
Ross paid you for tennis.
What? I didn't even know that. I had no clue.
100%.
When was that?
When I was in college.
All right, good.
Did you help him out? Yeah,
I don't remember Ross playing. So you and Drab are both tennis instructors.
Yes.
I have beautiful strokes.
Hey, you know what we should have asked Edwin?
I mean, beautiful strokes. I'm not a great tennis player, but I have beautiful strokes.
I mean, it's fun to joke.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Joning's fun.
I have beautiful strokes. I don't have the mental game. It's too tough. I mean, it's straight up.
How many tennis training aids did you buy from Timo?
I'm buying two more today. I'm trying to buy a third.
How much have you spent on Timo on golf training aids in the last 3 months?
Maybe a total of $100.
Hey,
that's nothing.
Hey, will you bring them all in tomorrow? I just want to see the
I tweeted
litany.
A picture of a bunch of them. Did you see that?
I saw the pic. Can you just bring them all in so we can reenact the 10 cup scene?
No, I don't know.
He doesn't get
when
that
I get
reference.
Them all,
we should break them all in air to see if he 100 cries.
100 people have sent me the picture.
Yeah, of course.
I put up a Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Very simple. Who wins tonight? Green Bay Packers or Lions?
Ooh, what's the number? It's what? 3 and 51?
I see 3.5 is what I see here.
51. All
right. This could be the old trap game. Short week. Packers playing well. Maybe they're sleeping on them. You shouldn't sleep on a division opponent.
The Lions, by the way, we had Baldy on earlier. They have 13 guys from their defense
on
their injury list.
I know.
Like, that defense is really beat up. So maybe the Packers do come in there and they're able to move the ball on them. Hopefully there's a lot of scoring. A lot of the back
Green,
and forth.
Green Bay already lost to Detroit, right? I think they lost to them at home.
I have to go back and look. I don't know.
They lost them at home. That was about week 10, week 9.
Yeah, because the only team that the Lions have lost to is Tampa. That's the only blemish on their record.
Man, I got
to road team has won 4 straight games going back to Detroit closing the 2022 regular season. That closed Aaron Rodgers' career with the Packers.
Do I start Jordan Love in a season-long like survivor, or do I roll the dice with like Will Levis against Jacksonville this weekend? I'm running out of quarterbacks, obviously, to play.
I would start Love, but I mean, you have to ask Dave Richard.
Well, I should have asked him when we had him on the phone about an hour and a half
I wouldn't
ago.
Start Levis because Levis is going to throw picks.
He is,
and
but
he's just not going to put up the numbers.
He's put up like 20-plus points in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, but Jordan Love's got better receivers.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for Aaron Rodgers' Netflix show?
I've seen 5 seconds of it.
Yeah.
It's a show
I have
or documentary?
No interest in
documentary.
Watching it.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Oh, just
they just show him.
I've
probably seen the last 5 or 10 seconds that Cakes and I saw. He's like getting a massage or something like that.
Here's all I care about with Aaron Rodgers. Please throw touchdowns to Garrett Wilson.
Yes.
Other than that,
he doesn't do that.
I know he doesn't do it, and it's very annoying. Other than that, I'm not going to spend my precious time watching him on Netflix.
Also, the new in-season Hard Knocks debuted on Max. It covers the AFC North. The clip which is getting the most attention is Mike Tomlin calling the linebacker strip sack earlier in the week because he was going to be facing Zeus Brown. And he was like, he basically called the shot that he was going to get it. He's like, I told you. Whatever when it happened in the game. So
is that every Tuesday?
Not sure exactly when it comes out.
I got to catch that. It's only been one episode?
Yep.
All right.
We mentioned earlier.
I want to watch that. Text me that, Cakes.
The Ravens suspended Deontay Johnson because he didn't want to get in the game.
Good teammate.
Trevor
Lawrence. You leave Carolina and you join a Super Bowl contender, right, and then you're a malcontent?
Look, I understand he's frustrated at his role so far, but when they ask you to go in the game, just go in. And even if you just half-ass your route, just go in and play instead of getting suspended.
He's having a Jahan Dotson-like effect on the team. He's had one catch for 6 yards.
Right. Meanwhile, in Carolina, he was getting targeted all the time, catching a bunch of balls.
Although I did notice Jahan Dotson in that game, he caught the onside kick.
He did, yes. He contributed. Good for him. He's actually making an impact somewhere on that team.
All right, Drabby, we're going to tweet his pictures or video later, okay?
I tweeted you a picture of him.
Okay, I'll retweet it.
The video later.
Follow me on Twitter, EB
Junkies.
All right,
we got to get out of here.
Top story tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley. They're coming up next here on The Fan.